It's not that I don't want you here. Yeah. It's something about the way you stare into my eyes. I know that I don't make things clear. I fall for you every time I try to resist you. We can get away. Palm trees, beach views, ordinary day. All I wanna hear is in the pictures on replay. Sit right next to you. How I feel about you, think you wish you were. But we don't really want this, I just wanna get away and sit right next to you, you. I don't wanna kiss you, yeah, I just wanna feel you, feel you. I want you around, around. I want you around, around.
Yeah, my mama and them somehow disappeared from the scene and left my old team. Had to find a new approach to an old dream. And it's not to take a shot at my old team. I just want you to see this is me. So please accept me for who I am. And please accept me for what I do. I'm just doing everything that I can. Cause all I wanna be is true. So please accept me for who I am. And please accept me for what I do. Cause there's no me without you. And all I wanna be is true. Alright. And all I wanna be is true. Apologies if I ever let you down. But so much didn't happen that it's hard to talk about. So many losses that my lawyer said don't talk about it. Just had to pray, keep it cool till I can walk about it. came home, held my sister as a child. Kinda hurt me cause I could have my own now. I lost my baby, damn, it's really getting home now. I just have to learn.
This is me.
So please accept me for who I am. And please accept me for what I do. I'm just doing everything that I can. Cause all I wanna be is true. So please accept me for who I am. And please accept me for what I do. To the sky, Lord, why do I cry when no one is looking? Is the blame for this pain even caused by the shame of this fame I've been given? My pride don't cause me to hide my true feelings. Cause I can only be real. Hey, cause I can only be real. And all I wanna be is true. And all I wanna be is true.
Alright.
And all I wanna be is true.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Talk to Tana Show, episode 25. We outside, bitch. You know how it goes down each and every Tuesday from 7 to 9. We got a late edition today. Had to have a business meeting because we have business to tend to. So you know how that goes. Welcome back, everybody. I hope everybody have a safe and enjoyable weekend. I'm going to talk to you about my weekend, which is always exciting. It is a Leo's season, so happy birthday. I was going out to all the Leos. Kiki, my granddaughter Bree, my friend Myron, my friend JR, all these August birthdays is approaching, my niece Mahogany. So just happy birthday all around to everybody. Glad to see that you guys made it around the sun one more time. And hopefully you will have plenty and many more by the grace of God. I'm a little worse today. I have, in spite of having a great weekend, I got hoarse. Could be for multiple reasons. I went to the beach on Tuesday last week and had karaoke on Wednesday. I had a karaoke party on Saturday. Shouts out to Creations Residential and Input Residential for giving their residents a 2022 prom. Tanya and Jaquita Savage, thank you for having me at the Vegas Lounge in Raw Ripple to karaoke for the residents in your program. And let me tell you, they partied and they had fun. I got to witness a marriage proposal. That was very exciting. Just to see... special needs people having a good time and their interaction with each other and how they look out for each other. That was just amazing for me. So hopefully that we'll have more opportunities to do more events with input and creations. And that was cool. It was my first time at Vegas Lounge. Vegas Lounge is a new bar in Broad Ripple, brought to you by a group of African-American individuals, and it is a nice place. So on Saturday, I got to go to the Scarface concert, where part of my voice is probably still at. Scarface did an amazing job. It was good to see the older people out having a good time at a concert, you know, and everybody just had a good time vibing with the music. You know, his that West Coast bass is that's out of control. Yes, that West Coast bass. I mean, you could just feel the floor vibrating on every boom, boom, boom. I'm like, okay, and that's the first time I think my daughter and my niece has ever been to a concert like that, because my daughter was like, she's kind of iffy at first, and then she was like, y'all in here clowning. I'm like, what you know? It's packed in here. So, yeah, I don't think that they expected for the older community to come out and support, which we did have some younger people in there, but they didn't really know about Scarface. What you done heard somebody else say, or you done heard somebody else play. But for us, that was our era. You know, that was our era in Scarface, E-40, Too Short, all them, Snoop Dogg. Like, that was our era for our hip-hop music, late 80s, early 90s. And it was, the shit was banging. So a lot of people I know have flashbacks of riding up and down 38th Street, banging a little house speakers in the trunk, they dishes rattling, what we used to call it. You got dirty dishes in the right, trunk, right. Hear all that rattling, ba-dum, ba-da-dum, ba-da-dum. Broken glass everywhere. So I have fun there. Like I said, the concert was great. Shouts out to Lee, one of the security guards for Scarface, who helped me take my equipment from the Vegas Lounge to my car. Yeah, you can talk. It's your show. It's my show. It's your shit.
Yo, hey, how y'all doing tonight? It's Abernathy. Hey, the Vegas Lounge.
Yes.
I was going to go there Saturday night, but I remember, I didn't know they was open yet. Somebody told me it's finally open. You been there.
I hosted the karaoke there Saturday.
How was it there?
It's beautiful.
Is it nice?
It's really nice inside. Yep, I hosted the Creations Residential and Input Residential's 2022 prom for their special needs clients. And they had a ball.
So I wonder what time it opens. That's a good place to go hang out at on the...
I don't know. That was my first time. That was my first time going. And then I seen footage from DJ Elite's page. Scarface was there after the concert, behind on the ones and twos inside of Vegas Lounge. It was so crowded when you first came out that, you know, if I had known, because I had seen them earlier in the day when I was at Vegas Lounge when they first arrived and was doing a sound checks and all that stuff. That's how I got to meet Lee, one of the security guards for Scarface, which helped me take my stuff to the car. Once again, thank you for being a gentleman. He was like, can I go with you? I said, hell, you grab some of these motherfucking bags.
Right. Yeah, but you work, playboy. You got to earn your keep around here.
So if I had known that they were going to be hanging out there, I would have conjugated. And so, you know, the owners of Vegas Lounge, hey, I got 10 people coming to the concert. Can we get a section or something? I would have made all that shit happen if I had known he was going to be there. Because it was, let me see, it was me, Mahogany, Jazz, EB, my son, AJ. Shout out to DJ Ant Banks, Emily, Kiki, Kizzy, Jackie, Chris, Calvin. So it was 11 of us. So we definitely could have used a section.
Yeah.
If I had known that, I would have set that up while I was at Vegas Lounge earlier that day. But it is what it is. But then the tragic part about that is I heard that there was a shooting after, apparently after we had left Broad Ripple. I don't know how late. And then I heard
it was a shooting in Broad Ripple?
In Broad Ripple on Saturday and Sunday.
No stuff.
Yeah, so... that resulted in our karaoke being canceled yesterday at Lava. And it's so sad that we cannot go anywhere and have a good time. That's why we are so limited on where we can go and what we can do because of our actions. And that used to be a place where African Americans didn't go. It was really set up for the Broad Ripple community, which was more Caucasians than blacks anyway. So now that we're able to go and venture into that area, we're fucking it up.
Yes,
there's no
other way to
say it. And that's so sad. We're fucking it up.
Yes.
It's so sad because it's, I know it's been at least 8 shootings in Broad Ripple this year.
Yes.
And that's probably more than they ever had in 20 years. If you get all that in 1 year versus, you know, so it's just like there is nowhere that we can go and act like humans and act like adults.
I want to know what's with all the self-hatred. Like, what you mad about?
It's
supposed to be out there to have a good time, meet some women.
No, some people are truly just going out to look for somebody that they have a beef with and don't care about the people around. Like, I don't know. I didn't see footage on the news or anything. I had people calling me, asking me about karaoke yesterday because of what happened in Broad Ripple. I didn't even know there was shootings in Broad Ripple until yesterday. So...
on the news.
Well, I don't know it. Well, somebody told me that they seen an article on 59, but whether they just read it or if it was actually featured on the news, I don't know. Because like I said, I didn't hear about that until yesterday. I didn't even know that was going on. Because, you know, you just, when you get an age, you go, you have fun, you leave, and gone about your business. Now, for those that probably didn't even attend concert, that makes the concert look bad because it happened on the night that there was a concert there for black people. But there was plenty of other ethnic groups in there. But I'm just saying it was more geared toward us. And then the people that probably got shot were probably innocent bystanders. It's probably not even the people that were their intended targets.
Right.
So first of all, handle your business wherever your business took place at.
I know it doesn't matter. I mean, it does matter, but were they fatal shootings? Did these people die?
I don't know. I don't have the statistics on it. That's something that I don't have, which I probably could. It's on. I could look at that up.
I lost it all.
Over here, man.
Right.
Yeah.
Old fast hands over here. Let me put my hands in my pocket.
Yeah, so I'm not sure, but like I said, normally and 9 times out of 10, the people that were shot weren't even involved in the situation, and it makes it look bad for the promoters. The Vogue is known for having concerts. The Vogue was there before I was born.
Really?
Yes. The Vogue is the major heart of Broad Ripple. Like, the Vogue was there. They've been having concerts there for life.
Wow. I can remember back in the day, We couldn't wait for Thanksgiving. Remember they used to have a Vogue party on Thanksgiving? So that's like they only had one black event a year at the Vogue, and that was for Thanksgiving. Remember that?
Thanksgiving party at the Vogue? No. When we used to go for
Thanksgiving.
No, for Thanksgiving, we used to do the Studio 54.
That was at the Vogue.
No, it was not. Studio 54 was downtown at the, right there across from the Embassy Suite.
No, you're talking about the Indiana Roof Ballroom.
Indiana Roof Ballroom. Yeah, yeah, that's where Studio 54 used to be because they used to have a hair show.
Yeah, we used to go there at the roof.
Mm-mm.
I promise you they changed it.
Nope, I ain't gonna let you have that one. My beauty shop was in Studio 54. In the Indiana Roof Ballroom.
We used to go to the roof once a year, and we used to go to Broad River once you're at the bowl. It was Thanksgiving.
No, I didn't. Maybe that was your age group.
We the same age group. What do you mean? See, there you go. Hold on.
Am I
supposed to be younger or older than you first?
Okay.
Let's get that part clear first. I might like that.
Okay. We used to go to the Vogue on, it was like a first Thursday of the month. They had it for us, and then we went right next door to CT Peppers. They used to have a WTL night at CT Peppers. Yeah, you need, which, you ain't got a pair hanging off your face? It was a pair right here when I got here. Now, you had to move them because I don't need them. I don't know what you did with extra eyes. Yeah, so Studio 54 used to be at the Indiana Roof Ballroom downtown every year at Thanksgiving. Shout out to all the stylists who used to work at Jazzy's for participating in the Studio 54. That was amazing. I had fun back in the day doing that. I think we was in that show 2 years in a row. Yeah. I think we did it two years in a row. Bra Ripple, we started hanging out there in the late 80s. Early 90s, like I said, they would do the Vogue like one Thursday or one Friday out of the month. I want to say it was a first Friday party. Then we would go to CT Peppers because WTLC would host. I think theirs was like on a Thursday night. They would have WTLC night at CT Peppers. So we've been limited to where we could go when we could go there. Now it's kind of a broad range and we just effing it up. Like we can't get it right. We're going in hopes of having a great time. It's other people that's going intentionally looking for stupidity and action and want to cause violence and hurt and harm and endanger other people that don't have anything to do with their situations. Like I said, if you got an issue with somebody, deal with that issue where the issue took place at, whether it be on your street, at your house. Take that up where it happened at. Don't come spoiling other people's fun and taking other people's lives that don't have anything to do with whatever your situation bears, because that puts stress and strain on families that don't have anything to do with it. And it's just sad. And
it's messing up our money, too.
Right. Facts. Because how we going to get booked to be somewhere if we are no longer able to even go there? You know, right. How can businesses sustain if we can't be supportive, or if they shut down Bra Ripple? Then where you gonna go?
No, this is the part that's tricky.
Four injured overnight shooting in Brow Ripple.
No, what gets me is when they do start shutting stuff down, and then the person you want to do is cry racism. That's what we messing
with. Officers located four adults with injuries from gunshots, and they were all transported to hospitals in stable condition.
Hello?
Police say a large disturbance led to the shots being fired on Bra Ripple Avenue. Oh, what was that? Car crashes. No. Officers say disturbance erupted outside an area hospital where at least one victim was receiving treatment. Damn. So y'all even went to the hospital and start clowning. A double shooting occurred at the same location in Broad River on IMPD as they are fed up with violence. I'm not sure where we took a shift to violence, but like I said, to stop IMPD Night Watch Commander Carrie Buckner said, we are very disappointed in the way that some of these people are acting, and when they come down here, you heard it, we'll continue to staff these areas heavily as possible and protect the people that are coming down here to have a good time and not coming down here to shoot each other. Still, it didn't specify a location, but I hear that one of the restaurants had gunshots through their doors and windows. So that is just wow.
Okay, I got a question then. I got to play devil's advocate. So which one's worse? These ones, these shootings right here, or the crazy white boys when they go and do the mass shooting?
They're both crazy.
We're also following breaking news in Broad Ripple. Overnight, police responded to several people shot. This happening right on Broad Ripple Avenue and Guilford Avenue after 1:30 this morning. Police say four people were shot here.
Brothers.
All are stable at this time. Right now, we don't know what led to this, but as you can see by our video here, this is a busy area near several bars and restaurants. And just last weekend, we reported a double shooting in this location. Police on the scene told us people need to leave their guns at home. They are fed up with the violence.
Okay, but y'all are the ones who told everybody they could just walk around and carry their gun. Y'all the lawmakers. Y'all the ones who set the stage for this July and let everybody know you no longer had to have a permit. You could just carry a gun and whatever happens, happens. So you want us to kill each other, but then you don't want us to kill each other when it's in your area. Make up your mind.
You know what trips me out? The other day I went to this department store to buy me a shirt, right? And this tripped me out. This little young dude in there, he's probably in his 20s. And he just had his pistol in his waist like this, just hanging out. But he had an extended clip. I could remember extended clips were illegal. Why do you need an extended clip? You know, an extended clip will hold, like, I think, like 30-something bullets.
Probably because somebody's after him.
And, I mean, he had it just all out.
And nine times out of 10, are you even going to be able to get to your gun to get to it if somebody done already saw you before you seen them and shot you?
It's just like back in the day when since I'm younger than Tana. So. But I remember when Ton and them used to wear pagers. And I used to be like, what is that? And they're like, that's a pager. Remember how they used to wear their pagers like this? They pagers? That's how they carrying their guns. They got their gun in their pocket like this with the extended clip. I'm like, that's crazy.
Yeah, it's out of hand. It's out of hand. Because, you know, when it was okay to, and it wasn't really okay to have a gun, but even if you had a permit, you had to have it concealed.
Yeah.
It could be visible.
Right.
So none of that matters now. So you just, what willy-nilly it?
Yes, crazy.
We don't care. We carry it. And then they tired of us coming down there with guns. Clearly, you're talking about African-Americans coming to Broad Ripple with their guns. But you guys told them it was okay. They don't have to have it concealed. They don't have to have a permit no more. So it's just whatever. So guess what? We got to deal with the consequences behind it. And that's innocent bystanders being shot. That's mothers, fathers, aunties, uncles, brothers, sisters, cousins, nieces, nephews, taken away from families that don't even have anything to do. Somebody could clearly be just going there to have dinner and a drink for a celebration, a birthday, anniversary, and anything, and never make it home because somebody else's actions or bad actions.
Right.
And it's just so sad that a good time could turn into a violent situation. And to answer your question, it doesn't help that we're taking each other out 2, 3, 4 by 4 And then you have people that are going, taking kids' lives, going to schools, shooting up schools where these kids don't even carry guns. You're going and shooting at people that are not even armed and have a chance to protect themselves because they're at school trying to learn and you're catching them off guard and then killing up 14, 15 people at a time like that. That is something that is just, that's just crazy.
Yeah.
That's really crazy. But if you think about it, when you had a tribe of slaves trying to escape for their freedom, and maybe it was 10 to 12 of them at a time, it ain't no guarantee that all 10 to 12 of them was going to come back. You might walk outside and see all of them hanging from a tree. So, I mean, what, how do we, you know, I don't think a vote is going to fix that.
A vote?
Yeah. We need more, well, I ain't even going to say we need more structure. I don't even know how that, this could be fixed.
I do.
How can it be fixed? You can't say we're going to take, they're going to take all the guns away. Mm-mm. Now, and I believe it is Jamaica.
Raise the prices.
Of guns?
No, raise the prices.
Of what?
Well,
raise the prices of what?
Everything.
They're already doing that. We already can't afford to breathe air.
Raise the prices and make everything private. They change it all.
Gas already $6 a gallon. They really going to be killing each other because ain't nobody going to have no money. They ain't got no money to eat. They ain't going to have no money to drink. But what they do got money to do is get high and buy guns.
Right.
That's fucked up. That's fucked up that you want to take your money and make sure that your elderly are taken care of and your kids got food and clothes and oh God, it's just okay. All right, off of that subject. Well,
yeah, I'm getting sad.
I ain't getting sad. It's making me mad.
I'm getting mad. All right,
so let's get on to another subject.
Let's talk about some bathing suits or something.
Have you been to the fair?
Yes, I live around the corner from that shit. I'll be glad when it's over with. I was like, I ain't have nowhere to park.
Wow. Yeah.
I'm not going to the park, though. I'm not going this year. I only take Brooklyn. It says I don't have Brooklyn, I ain't going.
Okay. Well, I took my grandkids.
Yeah, I might shoot it up. No, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Oh, I'm joking. It's a
frustrated because of what you got going on at home.
Yeah.
Don't nobody at the fair got nothing to do with your situation.
No, I'm only shooting at one person.
You don't even know if they there. So the fair is the
These
Indiana.
Are jokes. Today is Tuesday. Comedy. These are them just jokes.
I'm Donna.
Talk to Tana. I'm joking. It's like, God, he's going to shoot up the fair.
So I hear Chaka Khan is going to be there tomorrow in concert.
You going to see her? Are you going to the fair?
No.
You're not going?
No.
Huh.
I ain't riding nothing and I ain't eating nothing. So there's nothing to do.
Babies.
Oh, the last time I took them, they complained the whole time.
Don't take the babies.
No, I'm not. I'm wasting no entry fee to get in there for them to be mad. Yeah, it's not. Why we got to keep standing in these lines?
These new kids are different.
Yeah,
age.
I'm like, what?
They are privileged.
We would spend the whole day at the fair with $20.
Dirty and sweaty. Like old horses and shit.
Old
Carby seat.
He would be at the fair the whole day with $20.
Yeah,
these kids. You spend your money on what food you want to eat, and yep. Then you ride the rest of it out.
Yeah, these kids be complaining. They special.
Yeah, I took my grandkids. That was probably, I don't even think Elise was born yet, or she was a baby. So that had to
so
be.
You took her pregnant mother?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, okay. I'm talking about. I don't think it was just the oldest two. So I'm thinking they were maybe like 6 and 5. And now, you know, my granddaughter just turned, well, she'll be turning 11 on Thursday. I don't know if their attitudes changed or not, but I took them to the beach last week. And I'm telling you, after an hour and a half, they was like, okay, we bored. When we going home? We done drove 2.5 hours for you to be bored. And I said, you better find some sand or some shells. Look for some shells.
Go find some shells. What's his name? Louis.
Go find Nemo.
Yeah, Nemo. What's your boy with the
SpongeBob?
Yeah, go find SpongeBob ass. Him and Hubert around somewhere.
You know what? That's one cartoon I ain't never watched.
Don't. It is the best cartoon ever.
Yeah, I didn't like the way that looked. So yeah.
Yeah. No grown ass sponge need to be living with no grown ass.
Okay.
If you're a grown ass sponge, you need to have your own house.
First of all, you're a grown ass sponge. You shouldn't be having a house at all.
That's
you
true.
Should be on somebody's dish counter.
Exactly. Yeah, I used to date this female before I got married, of course, but that's another set for Halloween. But anyway, and her daughter used to watch SpongeBob, so I used to go there and I used to watch, like, this show is so damn gay. That shit is gay in the motherfucker. So you LGBTQRSs out there, don't get mad at me. I'm just saying, y'all got a lot of good entertainment out there. But yeah.
SpongeBob. Oh.
SpongeBob and Squidward and all them other people.
Yeah. Not one that I partook in watching.
Did you watch cartoons as a kid?
Yeah, we watched Tom and Jerry, the Flintstones. You know, we watched the real cartoons.
I had issues as a child. I didn't ever like cartoons. I always watched serious cartoons, like Johnny Quest, shit like that.
Adventurous.
Yeah.
That's why his mind can't stop racing, because he still think he's watching Johnny Quest.
Exactly.
There's always a quest.
There's always a quest. Yeah. They used to be like, I don't want that shit.
No, we watched the real cartoons.
Yeah,
back
y'all
in
the real
day.
Cartoons. Yeah.
Yeah. This stuff that they did today. Well, first of all, today we watch Roadrunner. You know, stuff like that. All their cartoons consist of cussing,
yeah,
killing, and like what cartoons are supposed to be fun and engaging? They tell you how to kill each other on the cartoon.
Be gay.
Roblox.
Yeah. We watched a cartoon a few months ago, and the whole time the little girl, now they showed a little girl growing up. She like was 9 years old, right? And she had a rainbow flag button on her shirt the whole time. Like, what a 9-year-old know about being gay?
Nothing.
And then they grew up and they showed her through the whole time she had a friend, but then when they went to college,
they became lovers.
Yes. This is a cartoon.
Now that was facts. That's my life.
Oh, guess what I found out this weekend? Speaking of that, you remember the TV show Three's Company?
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that Jack Tripper was gay?
Well, he had gay intentions.
Right. What I'm trying to say is, you remember that, because we was young, well, y'all was older than me, but, you know, anyway. And, you know, the whole concept was, you remember Mr. Roper, like, oh,
I was trying to get him.
He can't live here with
these
girls.
So he had to act like he
really was gay. I watched the reunion show.
My friend.
Now, you playing me.
I had to get the screen.
Yeah, so I watched the reunion show of Three's Company this weekend, and it's actually it's on Yizer now. And they was talking about, the funny part about the show is they never caught on to the fact that the underlying story was he was really gay.
Wow.
Even though he was acting, he wasn't.
Right.
And the concept of the show was the two roommates was teaching him to prepare him to come out the closet.
Wow. That's interesting.
But we were kids, so we didn't know.
So we didn't know that. Yeah,
we
didn't know that.
Being funny.
Yeah, he had to act like a girl in order to live in an apartment with the girl.
That was really him.
Yeah. That's really interesting.
I was like, wow.
That's some Yizer news.
That's some Yizer news.
I am so proud of you.
Thank you. I'm trying to do my, you know, my news thing. I'm sorry. Thank you.
Okay, we're going to have to do some real reporting here. We're going to have to look up some old shows and see what the behind the scenes was.
Behind the scenes, what the story was all about. That's just like...
what the storyline was.
And I watched another documentary about, you remember Married with Children?
Mm-hmm.
That show was created to be an anti-Cosby show. They wanted to do everything the opposite of what Cosby, because they would say there was poor white people in the country go, I don't live like that. You know how they used to say that? Black people don't like that?
Mm-hmm.
White people in the country were saying they don't live like that. That's why they made Married with Children was written. A black dude and a white dude.
But the thing is, it's still reality.
Yeah.
And it's their reality, because you never got to see reality of successful black people.
Correct. Exactly.
And so the Cosbys set the pace that gave African Americans insight on, yes, we can be
lawyers
like that.
And doctors.
Yeah, we can do that.
Yeah.
But let's do that.
That's why
let's be those couples.
Yeah. That's why I used to hate when black people used to complain about the Cosby Show. Like, we don't know nobody like that, but they exist.
They
you
do
just,
exist.
You know, they exist.
I mean, but there's every family, there is a couple of successful marriages and families. So in our family, I did have my aunt. I looked up to all my aunts because my aunts was all married, and they had families. They had career jobs. They was on their jobs 20 and 30 years. That don't mean they ain't had problems and they ain't struggle, but they all made me want to be like, ooh, you know, my aunt lived on. We talked about that earlier. I had an aunt that lived on 41st and Ottoman Road. That was my oldest aunt. My oldest aunt lived on 28th and in a minute. Why is it that street just went out of my head? Right, 28th and Alani.
Okay.
I had an aunt that lived on 37th and Forest Manor, and when I tell you, they all had nice houses. And husbands, that's what I was like, oh, okay.
I want that.
Yeah. So definitely, but they wasn't rich.
But
they were living nice.
Yeah.
You know, my mom and my youngest aunt, they didn't have bad housing. We always had a roof over our head. I myself have never lived in the project. I live but close to them, but we never lived in the project, so I don't know about project life, you know. I remember my baby auntie lived on Wendy Lane, which was at 24th and Ralston.
Okay.
It was right behind the Hillside Apartments. Mm-hmm. And I remember her living there, but they didn't call them the project.
They didn't.
We went over her house. She had that red velvet carpet on the wall.
Oh, God.
You remember that?
I remember the red velvet.
Yeah. She had her shit was lame.
You know what? This is what we need to do. We need to get some old people,
elderly,
respectful, seasoned people in here. And I want to know what was that fascination with carpet back in the day. Because my brother-in-law, I can remember when my sister, they bought their first house because they're older than me. And he had a whole carpet room, like he was putting all this carpet on the wall and the ceiling and different designs.
He didn't want to wash it.
I'm like, what the hell is with the carpet? What was the carpet in the set?
It was that velvet. It had a little swirly design on it. My auntie, I remember my auntie's living room was black and red.
Oh my God.
She had a black couch and the walls
was
tomato,
that red. Tomato soup red, though, that bright, like orangey red?
Nah.
It was
that dark, silky, sexy
dark,
red.
Okay, gotcha.
That was that Teddy Pendergrass, take out the light red.
Teddy tender ass red. I got you. Sorry, no disrespect, Teddy. Rest in paradise.
I had my first family there. I had an imaginary boyfriend.
Really? How you do that?
Named David, and I had six
had a name?
Kids. Yeah.
You had six imaginary kids?
I had six kids. I had three boys and three girls.
David was putting
and I go into my auntie's house. I go in the bedroom or the bathroom, and I just
why
with
six
my family.
Kids though?
I always wanted six kids, but when I got to reality and had one, I realized two was enough.
Two was enough, huh? Two and a possible.
And I was now. Nah,
you went. What's it called? What's it called? You play spades and going back.
No.
I'm going bored.
When God blessed me with a boy and a girl out the gate, I got one of each.
That's
I was satisfied. Like, I don't need to prove nothing to nobody else. I had two kids. I'm cool with that. I like doing stuff in even numbers.
Oh, my Lord. Six is an even number. No, it's not.
It
is
even.
Is it even number?
Two, four, six.
Yeah. Yeah, you need four more kids.
I'm not.
You know what technology.
I got four grandkids. Okay,
there you go. Carry the one.
Really got five, but.
Yeah. Yeah, I want to know what's up with the carpet in the 70s and the early 80s. I want to find that out.
We're going to have to do some research and get home designers.
This is what we need to do, Tana B. We need to create a Jerry Curl picture collage. So everybody got a Jerry Curl picture. You need to send it to Tana B.
I got
Radio
one.
Show. And we're going to make a collage of Jerry Curls. Send it to marketing@yizer.com.
Or California. Or Stay Free.
Yeah.
Gotta have a Stay Free curl.
Oh, I remember I had got the S curl.
The S curl.
Oh my God, we used to fuck up some shirts going to the rink. We used to be in the thing with all the Jerry curl dripping like a monkey.
Hey, y'all been dripping. They talking about they dripping now.
No, we were dripping. We had the drip.
Y'all had the drip.
Yeah.
Y'all started the drip.
Yeah, and it was so funny though. And then because I'm looking at that picture now, and you showed me the picture earlier today, we need to create a collage of Jerry curl pictures and post them on Yizer. That should be funny as hell.
Okay, so anybody willing to send in their Jerry Curl picture, send it to TanaB317@gmail.com.
Or send it to marketing@yizer.com, YIZZOR.
And we're going to make this shit happen.
Yeah.
So with that being said, I think I should do a 70s themed comedy show.
I'm with it.
Well, 80s, kind of 70s
or 80s? Because 80s we had the Jerry Curl, the curl.
Shit, I had my shit in the
70s. I keep forgetting you older than me.
Whatever, fool.
Well, you said it earlier. So
I will say the 80s. Yeah. No, because my mama was doing my, I had my Jerry
come
Curl
to
probably 82? I had my first Jerry Curl probably at 10. So that was 80.
Yeah, the curl came out at 82. You know that was a real person too, Jerry Curl dude?
Well,
a real person.
He's probably the founder of Stay Fro products.
Right.
Or S-Curl products, a distributor or something. He got his hands in the product somewhere.
You know what? I want to make a documentary about the curl.
Oh, Lord. Here we go.
You didn't get, you didn't inspired me.
He got ideal at the ideal at the ideal. Deal. Everything is an inspiration.
It is. That's why. That's what happens when you watch Johnny Quest as a kid.
Everything can make money.
Right. Shit. The game is to be sold, not told.
So I had somebody. It's funny because I just had somebody call me from a 615 area code. I don't know where that is, but I gave them the message. I said I'm on my way, and then they text me back and said me too.
What?
You know how your phone ring and you got it. I sent them the message, said I'm on my way. They said me too.
Oh, wow.
I don't know who that is.
You didn't know who that was.
Yeah. I thought it was a bill collector. I'm going to say, well, where are we meeting? No, I'm petty.
Look at Ice Cube.
Yeah. See, listen, the first time I went to... The first time me and my ex-husband went to Virginia to visit my cousins, it was the first time they met him, right?
Because
they had been living in Virginia. They still in Virginia, but they had been living since they was little. Shout out to the C. Graves family. And they was like, you married the Ice Cube.
He is not Ice Cube.
They was like, he looked like Ice Cube. That picture I just showed.
Yeah, you're right.
You married an Ice Cube, and I'm like, nah. They thought I was really famous.
That's
I'm like,
funny.
No, he is not Ice Cube.
Hell no.
But that nigga curl didn't drip though. So I don't know what kind of
Ice Cube. And you know what everybody said? You look like in that
Junior.
Picture right there. Nah, the dude from New Edition. I'm like, I do not look like the dude from New Edition.
Ronnie.
Yes, I knew.
Yeah, right,
everybody's like, you Ronnie DeVoe. Like, no.
Why you have to do
this
cut of spin on.
No.
You wasn't tall enough for Ronnie.
I wasn't tall enough, though, right.
Ronnie tall.
Yeah. So, yeah, the Jerry Curl, man. That's crazy.
Okay, then they text me back, says, join our meeting room with the link below.
Oh, that's a spam call.
And that's I'm going to tell you exactly what that is. That is, you know how they sell sex products?
Yes, I sell them.
You do?
Yeah, it's called fuzznectar.com.
Oh, Lord.
True. I've been selling toys since 2007.
What don't this
right.
Food do?
And guess what our number one, believe it or not, guess what the number one seller is?
Right now?
Yes.
The Rose?
Tex Big Tech's butt plug. And most of the people who buy us from Britain. We send them overseas. Exactly.
Yeah, that's a lot of monkeypox.
Yeah, fuzznectar.com. Yeah, but go ahead about the sex toys. I sell everything. Shit.
That's a lot of monkeypox.
That's a whole lot of monkeypox, baby.
So with that being said, for the ladies, it's the rolls.
Oh, yeah, for the ladies.
For the men, it's the butt plug.
The ones that was born
but
for ladies.
The ladies is doing the butt plugs too, right?
They like the balls more. The
butt
like
balls?
The females like the, it's like these balls on a string.
You talking about the yoni?
No. These are balls.
Yeah,
it's
like four of them, and you put them in, and then you
up
drag
to eight. They put them in their butt, or they put them in their vagina, and they pull them out, and by the time all the balls come out, it's supposed to give them an orgasm.
I definitely could do an orgasm without all that.
Man, I'm talking about the ones who,
I'm
you know,
just saying,
who like sports.
But I heard that they be having, you said sports. You stupid. they be having them, the strippers be wearing them.
That's
because they
not,
be having, no, yeah. They be having them to match their outfits and stuff. So when they be having their ass and stuff in the air, they butt plugs be matching their outfits.
No shit?
Yeah.
I have never seen that.
Yeah, so that mean they got fucked in the ass and they don't want nothing
they
to slide
the
out.
They got the butt plug up in them? Like a tub stopper, you remember?
Yeah. Hold it. Hold it back.
Hold it back now. I need this water. This water ain't cold yet.
Yes.
No shit. Not know that.
That's what I heard. Now I don't know. You said I'm a star promoter. Yeah. Yeah.
Do you have anal leakage?
That's nasty.
We have a remedy for you.
You can't even get it out without choking.
I know.
Out.
Oh my
that
god.
Is, yeah, but that
but,
is.
Yeah, I didn't know it, but I know the females on our thing they buy the balls.
They got a name for them.
Oh my god.
And. Kegels, Kegel balls.
The Kegel ball. You talking about, I know the egg.
No, that's the yoni ball, the yoni egg.
Yeah, they, yeah.
The Kegel balls is the ones that's like on a rope.
Yeah.
And you insert them and pull them
Have
out.
Have you ever seen them used before?
No.
That shit's amazing.
Sounds shitty.
Well, not from the butt. No, okay. You know you can. Okay. We didn't say the shitty balls collection. That's next week's show.
I'm like, I don't know. It sounds shitty to me.
Okay, let me rephrase my statement, Paul. I never seen the butt action ones. I've seen the vagina action. That's just amazing.
No, I have not witnessed that. Because
I was like, there's no way. And I don't know.
Well, you seen where they've had women that insert Coke bottles.
I've seen that.
And all that stuff.
Woman said the first time
but
I
if you
that,
can have a baby, I'm sure a Coke bottle this big is
I've seen a chick put a damn Moet bottle up in her before.
And she's probably fucked to life.
And she's tiny. She was tiny. She put that whole, that, yeah. That's a whole lot.
Well, that's like fucking a horse.
How many women you know fuck horses?
I don't know them personally, but I've seen a couple of them on that,
with a woman
beast man a, man what's it what was it
woman
called?
Versus beast
yeah
not that I watched him I just know
I did watch that and I'm gonna tell you
I saw a woman suck a horse's dick but I didn't see her fuck the horse.
I seen one up whole they had her strapped onto the horse
just
she was up under well she took it
did she survive
she liked it she, I don't know if she's still
it.
Living
There's no way she liked that.
If that girl put a Moet bottle in there you could have a 10-12 pound baby.
You know how big a horse dick is?
Yes, I do. I went to the I told you I spent hours and hours and hours
at the
fair.
Right.
The first time I didn't even know what it was. I said, what is wrong with that horse?
Yeah. He's like,
that
I'm happy
came
to see
out
you.
Like
exactly.
I was like,
see
oh,
you,
God.
That's what he said. Like Mr. E.
I'm like, move.
And, okay. Now, back, like, they brought this up on Culture Kings the other day. I don't know what's with these females. Want to come on Culture Kings talk about dick sizes. This is not the show for that. But there's one female.
They can
gonna...
talk to me.
See, there you go.
Send them to me. We can talk about it.
So the chick was up there talking about these dudes. Some of you drive a big truck or a truck, you compensating for something. I was like, that's not true. I drive a truck. Quit pointing at me.
So, everything is not about you, Dwayne.
That's what I know. That's what she told me. She had to call me the next day to give me by hype. Y'all weren't talking about you. I'm like, thank you. Anyway, but think about it, though. Women say they want y'all this big old, huge, whatever. Don't no woman want no horse dick. I'm sorry.
Not a horse. Not literally a horse.
Right, like a real horse.
It needs to be sizable. It needs to be firm. And it needs to be lasting.
A whole lot of order. So you said,
well, that's
sizable.
What I'm getting when I go to the counter. Can I get a number 7?
All right. So you want all the everything? You want all the toppings? Yes. I need it to be. Oh, we out of time. Get out of here.
Time flies when you're having fun. We will resume this conversation with our number 7 next week.
Yes.
I'm going to have to put a menu, a dick menu together so we can figure out what number. Find out what your own number is. That's what we're going to do. I'm going to make a chart. We're going to find out what your number do.
Okay, that's cool.
Because, you know, back in the day, all used to say, a man used to say, I got 6 inches, 3 dicks, 3 tongues. Take it or leave it. I'm like, I'll leave.
Yeah, you'll leave. Now, I remember my uncle William, right? He said, listen, y'all, this is what you tell these women. He said, yo, I'm letting you know right now, I'm about to give you 1 hour of face and 2 minutes of dick.
Okay, Uncle William. We're not talking to you no more, Uncle William. This show has been brought to you by Uncle William.
Right.
Thank y'all for tuning in. Make sure you check back in with us next Tuesday from 7 to 9, where we got 2 hours worth of fun. We only had an hour with y'all tonight.
Yeah.
But next week, we're going to resume with the 2 hours, and we're going to bring y'all menu, your dick menu back, and we're going to see what your number is. Thank you for tuning in to Talk to Tana. Please be safe. Peace out. Love.
Yeah.